Let us pray. Most gracious God, we ask for your presence once again, Lord, that you would hide this preacher behind the cross, that your people might see you and not me, that they might hear you and not me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. I read this something this week, and I wanted to share it with you. It says that Jesus and Satan had an argument as to who was the best computer programmer. The disagreement went on for a few hours until they decided to hold a contest and who would determine to be the winner. They asked God to be the judge. They set themselves before the computer, and they began to type ferociously, lines of code streaming up the screen for several hours straight. However, seconds before the end of the competition, a bolt of lightning struck. It took out the electricity. Moments later, the power is restored, and God announces that the contest is over. He asked Satan to show what he has come up with. Satan is visibly shaken, and he cries, I have nothing. I lost it all when the power went out. Very well then, says God. Let's see what Jesus has. Let's see how he's fared. And Jesus enters a command, and the screen comes to life with vivid displays of graphics and colors, and a voice of angelic choirs pours forth from his speakers. Satan is astonished. He stutters. But how? I lost everything, yet Jesus' program is intact. How did he do it? And God chuckles and said, everybody know, Jesus saves. I want to challenge your thinking this morning for just a few moments. The beauty of the Psalms. The beauty of the Psalms. The Psalms are absolutely beautiful. There is wisdom, there is food right there in the Psalms. And you know this one. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. That's Psalm 18:46. That's the beauty of the Psalms. There's songs and there's poetry. The Psalms include praises, joys, laments, blessings, thanksgivings, which are directed to God, and it's our way of communicating to Him. The emotions of the Psalms go from one extreme to the other, from praising God with fervor to delight and worship and to repent by crying out to God in despair. Somebody say the Psalms are beautiful. Somebody say the Psalms are beautiful. I just wanted to make sure that y'all was awake as we were doing this. But some of the major themes are praise, the power of God, the forgiveness of God, the faithfulness of God, thankfulness, and trust. Some said that Psalm is the center of the Bible. The shortest chapter in the Bible. Notice I didn't say the shortest verse. The shortest chapter in the Bible is what? Anybody? Psalm 117. Now I knew Laura knew because she said it earlier. So, but she knows. Y'all know she keeps this stuff in her back pocket. It says, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the earth. Praise him for his unfailing love for us. His unfailing love for us is powerful. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord. What is the longest chapter in the Bible? 119. Do you want me to quote it? Anybody? Never mind. We'll move on. Which chapter in the Bible is the center of the Bible? 118. Fact. There are 594 chapters before Psalm 118. There are 594 chapters after Psalm 118. But the next time someone says to you that I want to find God's perfect will, I want to be in the center of God's will, just send them to the Psalms. Psalms 118, verse 8 says this: it's better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in man. Look at the wisdom of the Psalms. Psalm 1, the way of the righteous and the wicked. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields fruit in his season. Its leaves do not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like the chaff. The wind drives them away. The psalmist is saying that many people live carelessly, not giving much thought about their relationship with God. But how many of you know that we have to answer to a living God? That there's divine scrutiny, that God sees it all. But the psalmist is encouraging us to make the most of our walk with God. Don't settle for, I know nothing, I feel nothing, I want nothing, I desire nothing from God kind of relationship. I would seriously question whether I was a believer if I didn't want more from Christ. I would seriously question whether I was a believer if I didn't want to feel God's presence. Sometimes it's not about a feeling, but because I want God to live and move in me, I ought to feel it sometime. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That you want God to fill you with meaning and to fill you with purpose. The psalmist says that there ought to be a deeper plea, a more solid, a more productive walk with God. And the person who has a close walk with God, they're called blessed. Don't you want to be called blessed today? Do you want to be called blessed by God today? My friends, take a look at the Psalms. They'll feed you. They'll give you exactly what you need. And here's one of my favorite, Psalm 139, verse 17 through 14. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. And if I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed me in my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. The beauty of the Psalms. Would you take the hand of the person next to you? And we do this because we never know what the person next to us is going through. This is one way that we can touch and agree.
Daniel? Let us bow our heads for prayer. Dear holy and gracious God, it was once said that the Psalms give us voice and the words to express the deepest part of ourselves. Today we come before you with our brothers and sisters in Christ, singing the words of our souls, no matter what shape that they would be in. Each of the Psalms proclaims your action in our lives, and we are grateful. May you be with us as we depart into the world, as we demonstrate your grace and love to the world outside and inside these walls. May we depart praising your presence with the words of the Psalms. May you be with our denomination as we rebuild ourselves in light of the General Conference and the decisions made therein. May you be with those who are suffering, who are spiritually hungry, and now with the confidence of the children of Christ and the children of God. Let us join together in one voice in the Lord's Prayer found printed in your bulletin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.